This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
Hey there, and welcome to a special solo episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. As we close out 2025, I wanted to take a different kind of pause. Not just to look back on this past year, but to gather some of the best wisdom I've heard along the way. Some of it came from national voices, like a recent New York Times article that really stuck with me. But a lot of it came from right here, from the incredible guests we've had on this show all year long. So today, I wanted to share the kind of advice that doesn't shout at you. It doesn't demand a new goal or resolution. It just invites you to think a little differently, to breathe a little deeper, and maybe even to imagine that, yeah, what if it all works out?
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Without further ado, here's our fearless host, Randy Wilbur.
I'm excited to bring this episode to you today. I have to remind myself that these episodes are more for me sometimes than they are for the listener, although I always hear from people that they get a lot out of these episodes, so I'm really thankful for that. But I want to keep this short and sweet as you prepare to bring in the new year going from 2025 to 2026. I just wanted to share some things that have really resonated with me. The first thing came through an article that I read in the New York Times, and it was an article by Melissa Kirsch, who shared some of the best advice submitted by readers this year. And let me tell you, some of it really hit home. The first piece of advice was move the horizon closer. That one obviously stopped me in my tracks. I've spent time worrying about things far off in the distance. I don't know about you, but that's like my struggle sometimes. That line reminded me, maybe the point isn't to stretch yourself thin. Maybe it's to stay grounded in the present. Handle what's right in front of you and not worry so much about stuff further down the line, because too often that can bog you down and then you start majoring in the minors. Not always a good thing. Number two, nothing changes if nothing changes. Intentions are great, but what you actually do day after day, that's what shapes your year. I always remind my boys that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And if you don't decide that it's time to make some changes, those changes will never happen. I know that I have been guilty of struggling with this in the past, and sometimes I have to force myself to do some things. And I know what this year, for sure, one of the things I wanted to do was increase my reading. And I found one little tidbit that has really helped me considerably, and that's simply to force myself to read 50 pages a day. I can't do other things that I want to do, like watch an episode or something on Netflix with my wife, until I've done my 50 pages. And just to be perfectly transparent, some days I don't get all the way to 50, but I have forced myself into reading on a daily basis now. And on those days when I do get my reading done early, well, then I have a treat waiting for me, whether it's to go online and watch something with my wife or have quality time discussing things. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And one of the things I wanted to do in 2025 was to increase my reading habit. And I love to read. That's the crazy thing. I read a lot for work as it is, but I'm talking about quality reading for yourself. just grabbing a book. And of course, now that I work at the Fayetteville Public Library, I have access to all kinds of books. I've always had access to books because I have a lot of books in my personal library, but having access to all the books at the Fayetteville Public Library certainly makes a huge difference. Number three, your job needs to leave you enough time to go for walks with your dog. This was one of the references in the article, and I thought that's such a picture of balance, right? It's not just about the hustle and bustle of everyday life. It's also about building a life that lets you enjoy the small stuff. It could be anything, right? Maybe it's taking your kids out after you come home from work for a walk or for a catch or for a bike ride on the trail. Or maybe it's just taking your family out to dinner or just doing something simple that you don't do enough of. You know, we all work for obvious reasons, to support ourselves, to put food on the table, but you want to make sure you're taking some time from all of the work that you do on a regular basis for yourself. Walking an old dog is a great metaphor for sometimes the things that we need to find in the margins to take advantage of so that we don't allow the busyness of life to overtake us. Now, the article really, you know, stuck with me, and I'm going to put it in the show notes for you to read. I just wanted to share a couple of parts from the article, some really great ideas about things that you should be doing, things that you shouldn't be dwelling on. It was some of the best reader advice that Melissa Kirsch had received over this past year. I certainly want to encourage you to check that article out when you get a chance. Now, I want to go on to talk about some of the wisdom from right here in Northwest Arkansas. If you've been listening to this show this year, you know, we've had powerful conversations. Entrepreneurs, leaders, artists, community builders, and so many of them dropped wisdom that still echoes in my mind. Here are a few that come to mind. I'll reference the episode numbers so you can go back and listen to them. I'll try to link to all of those episodes in the show notes. One of the big messages that I heard over and over again from several people on the podcast is that second acts and the courage to start. Don't be afraid of second acts. I said it's never too late to do the thing you're called to do. That was the episode that came out right after my TEDx Fayetteville program. That was episode 330. That really stood out to me in terms of my ability to share what my experiences were and why I've come to a realization that it's never too late to do the thing that you're called to do. I really encourage you to go back and listen to that full episode and think about some of the things that you've wanted to do, especially if you're at halftime or older. I don't care if you're 50, 60, or 70. It's never too late to do the thing that you're called to do. Some advice that I got from Matt Buell, the artist, the woodworking artist. I mean, Matt is insanely talented. And Matt said, go out and fail some. I'm paraphrasing here, but he really brought it home in that episode about his career and how he found woodworking at a later age, which, you know, kind of lends itself to this whole concept of it's never too late to do the thing that you're called to do. And through a number of ups and downs in his early life, he became an amazing woodworker. And man, if you see his work, you would understand what I'm talking about. Highly recommend that you listen to that episode. I mean, Matt dropped so many just gems that they're certainly worth listening to. Failure isn't the enemy. It's the path. Your calling comes whenever it comes. It doesn't check your birth certificate to see how old you are or, oh, you're 55, so it's too late. That doesn't work that way. If your calling hits at 60 or 65 or 70, then, hey, you know, that's when things can start for you, depending on where you are in your life. And so I really want to encourage you to think about that. Failure certainly is not the enemy, because you are going to fail along your road. But the path is what you need to take in order to get to where you're going. If you don't put yourself out there, if you don't try new things, you'll never ultimately achieve the goals and objectives that you wanted to achieve. It's one of the reasons why I keep putting out there that I'm working on a book, because I kind of need that pressure in order to get this book done. And it has caused a lot of people to ask me, how's the book going? And that's pressure for me, to be perfectly transparent. I've had periods where I wasn't writing nearly as much as I should be for a variety of reasons. Life happens, new jobs, new opportunities, a lot of podcast episodes, but I am working on my writing. It is a desire of mine to write a book that impacts others. That's the whole purpose of why I've put myself out there. If I didn't want anybody to know about it, I wouldn't say it. And if I didn't want the pressure of people asking me about it, I would keep my mouth shut. But I actually like the pressure and I appreciate people reaching out and asking me how the writing's going and what I'm doing. So keep the questions coming. This book is going to come out, whether I like it or not. One of the concepts that we talked about a lot this year on the podcast was authenticity. And I remember listening to Randy Pulaya from Whips, West Indian Pepper Sauce. It's a great couple that has made West Indian Pepper Sauce. They talk about losing a corporate job and stepping out in faith to start this pepper sauce business. One of the things he said was, come as your authentic self and take the wall down and tell people your story. I love that advice because I think people can appreciate your story, warts and all. Too often we want to come through as if everything is perfectly scripted. Like on Instagram, when you see all those posts of people living their best life, and then in reality, it's like people that show photos of a garage full expensive cars, when in reality, they rented a bunch of those cars and the home they took the pictures in. Just be yourself. People can appreciate your authentic self because it tells a real story of who you are and where you are. When any of us sees an authentic story, it resonates more with our own journey and with our own walk. And so I certainly want to encourage you that in a world full of branding and noise, authenticity still cuts through. So be your authentic self in 2026. That quote about authenticity from Randy Pulaya is from episode 333 of the podcast. The next thing is community and risk. I love this quote from Lynn Wong from Petal Park. Lynn has just become a dear friend, but she talked about if we didn't take the chance on ourselves, who would? She and her husband started Petal Park and the Petal Pops brand. I was encouraged by hearing their story. I really want to encourage you guys to check out that. It was episode 326. And, you know, one of the things that I took away from that conversation with Lynn was that entrepreneurship is about serving others through risk. You're going to have to get out there and stub your toe and make mistakes in order to make things happen. I really want to encourage you to get out there. Mike and Lynn are doing an amazing job with Petal Pops and Petal Park. They've done amazing work in our community, and they definitely live, eat, and breathe the idea of taking a chance on themselves because honestly, nobody else will. The final topic in terms of something I learned during the podcast this past year was reset and resilience. I remember Kristen Phillips in the AFIC at MCO episode talking about her entrepreneurship journey. That was episode 336. She said, if you need to reset, just go there. Sometimes resetting is not easy for us because we feel like we're going to lose out on all the stuff we've already done. But you know what? Experience builds on top of each of your life experiences. Once you've done something and then you decide to pivot and move on to something else, it's not like it's lost. You are building upon that foundation that you've built for yourself. Too often, people worry about resetting and doing something different or pivoting. And there's really nothing wrong with that. I like to think about the experiences I've had this past year and moving to a role at the Fayetteville Public Library and all the things that I've been doing with the podcast and my consulting. It has served as a foundation for where I am today in my role at the Fayetteville Public Library. And I'm really thankful for that. And that informs how I'm able to perform and respond. It also informs how I'm able to do my job at the highest level possible. And it allows me to do my podcast even better. And so, you know, resetting, there's nothing wrong with it. And maybe 2026 is a year for you to reset and think about things differently. And I'm going to end with this last thing. And that's simply this, as I reflect on several episodes from the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast in 2025. To everyone that was a guest on the podcast in 2025, even if I didn't mention you, I want you to know that you did make an impact on me. And I know you made an impact on a lot of the listeners of this podcast. This last piece of advice really stuck with me. It's from Francisco Valencia, the Frisco Kid. And he just got married. Shout out to him and his beautiful wife. One of the things he said is smile. A smile allows you to get into any door. Too often, we see frowns on people's faces or a sour mood, and that will get you nowhere. I tell my sons all the time, your smile is the entrance fee to doing a lot of things and getting through doors that you wouldn't normally get through, depending on your countenance and how you carry yourself. I loved how Francisco talked about how his smile can put people at ease, and it makes all the difference in the world. I really want to encourage you to smile more. That certainly could help you out. It was a piece of advice that I was reminded of this year in 2025 that I'll continue to carry with me in 2026. I really want to encourage you to take advantage of that. Finally, I just want to connect the dots here before I land this plane with this particular episode. Whether it was the advice that I got from some of the New York Times readers in the article or some of the NWA leaders that were on my podcast, the themes for me are all clear. One, be present. Put your phone down more often than not. Two, start small. Focus on one change that you'd like to see happen and just work on that. And once you've achieved that, go on to the next thing. Too often we put like 15 things that we want to change in our lives over the course of a year, and it's overwhelming, right? And so how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. So start small, focus on one thing that you can change and do that. Tell the truth. Be honest both with yourself as well as with others. Even through the struggle, you've got to put yourself in a position to be honest with yourself. Know what your limitations are. Know what you can do. Know what you can say yes to versus what you have to say no to. And remember, it's just because you say no to something doesn't mean that shuts the door for the rest of your life. It just might mean not right now. That's the important thing that we have to remember. So I really want to encourage you to be thinking about that. The next thing is to let yourself grow. 2026 needs to be the year of learning for you. I know it's going to be a year of learning for me. I try to treat every year as a year of learning. And I always use this phrase, and I know it is not grammatically correct, so don't come at me if you're an English teacher. Always be learning. I took that from the Glengarry Glen Ross movie where Alec Baldwin is always talking about sales and always be closing. I just changed it around and I've always said, always be learning. It's a struggle. I get it. Especially as we get older, I got these gray hairs. You should never consider yourself a finished product. There's always room for improvement. It's a struggle at times, but I want to encourage you that it's never too late to learn, grow, and identify with something that seemed foreign to you previously. But now, as you've gotten older and a little bit wiser, you've developed the ability to carry something that you couldn't carry previously. I just really want to encourage you that you should let yourself grow in 2026. Finally, don't rush the process. Take your time. All right. It's just that to me is some of the simplest advice that I can give you. In 2026, as you put plans out to make changes in your life, don't rush the process. Allow it to unfold. If all of a sudden you want to, I don't know, I know something that I always like to do is stretch more. If you're trying to stretch more, just string together 5 or 6 days of stretching and see if you can keep going after that, right? See if you can get to 21 days and then see if you can get to 60 days and you go on from there. But even a minute worth of stretching makes all the difference in the world. I want to be more flexible, but I recognize that I can't stretch for 15 minutes once and expect to be, what was that character's name? There was a toy back in the day, Stretch Armstrong. I know I'm dating myself now, but if you remember Stretch Armstrong, and if you don't know who Stretch Armstrong is, go look it up. But Stretch Armstrong would be able to stretch and contort and do all these things. I remember it just stuck with me. Even if you feel like you can't stretch, you can't like bend over at your waist and touch the ground, which I can do with my palms on the ground, even at my age, I want to continue to do that. I want to stretch more in 2026. And if that's something that you want to do, don't rush the process. Take your time. Start out with stretching 1 minute a day, then increase it to 2 minutes a day once you get comfortable. And then before you know it, you'll be stretching 10 minutes a day and you'll be hitting me up on the street somewhere in Northwest Arkansas saying, "Hey, Randy, look, I can put my palms flat on the ground as I bend over at the waist." Suffice to say, I'm using stretching as an example. You don't want to rush the process. Insert the thing that you want to learn to do more of in 2026. Recognize that you want to give yourself time. Be patient with yourself. It is not as difficult as you think it is. That's kind of my advice for 2026. What am I personally going to take into 2026? One of the things that stood out to me was I'm not going to pick up the rope. When someone starts an argument, when things get tense, you don't have to engage people. You can respond with calm. You can walk away. So whether it is a coworker, a friend, or heaven forbid, a family member, you don't have to take the bait. We are in an age where everybody wants you to fall into a trap. My encouragement to you is simply not to pick up the rope and don't let it get to you. And then the other thing is let things be easy. Sometimes we overcomplicate everything. But what if the next chapter, this next chapter being 2026, doesn't have to be so hard? Start celebrating those small victories that you experience and move on from there. I really want to know, for those of you that are listening and have made it this far in the episode, what's the one piece of advice that has stuck with you in 2025? Write it down and take a look at it. The one thing that has stood firmly for you in 2025. But I would love it even more if you send it to me. If you send me an email, hello@iamnorthwestarkansas.com, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to share it. All right. And so finally, I don't have a champagne glass in my hand, but here's a toast that I want to give to you. I want to give to each and every listener of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Maybe this is your first episode. Trust me, there's a lot of good stuff coming in 2026. If you're just getting introduced to this podcast, I want to give you this toast. Here's to good conversations. Here's to second chances. And here's to quiet mornings and long walks with old dogs. And finally, here's to putting your phone down more often than not in 2026. And then I'll leave you with this message. What if it all works out? A lot of times we say, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. But what if the little efforts that you take actually work out? What if these efforts actually help you be the best version of yourself in 2026? That's the message that I want to leave with you. So I want to thank you for being with me this year on I Am Northwest Arkansas. I can't wait to keep the conversation going in 2026. And we'll see you right back here next week in a new year with another brand new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.